Hello, beautiful soul. I'm Sarah Michaels and welcome to the Elatergy podcast, where we dive deep into the world of self-discovery, growth, and healing to find out who you truly are.
Today's episode, I want to talk about why people don't follow their dreams and why people don't accomplish their dreams or goals. And I know this is really true for me, but it's just been only recently that I could truly believe in myself. Prior to that, I just didn't believe in myself. And had I not have done all the work that I've done, like self-love, the inner child, the shadow work, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I wouldn't be, you know, seeing clients. I wouldn't be showing up on Instagram. And I know this is true for so many entrepreneurs out there, so many successful CEOs. And only recently, you know, have I been going to events and hearing these women speak, and men as well. I now know that's true. So what do I mean when I say like doing the work, like, you know, the inner child and the self-love, and why is it so important? So how can you run a business or have a goal or a dream if you don't believe in yourself? It's like you can't expect anyone else to, you know, to help you or to push you if you don't believe in it yourself. You know, it's like trying to have the perfect body. If you don't believe that you're going to get there, then you're just going to eat your shit, you know, eat shit and just not exercise because you don't actually believe it. And so the minute you start believing in yourself and start believing that, yeah, I can have this, I can have X amount of dollars. And that's another thing. A lot of people don't want to put value or money because they don't believe they deserve or that it's really out there that they can have, you know, that they can earn $50,000 a month or $100,000 a month. You know, I'm not earning that much, but I know that I will. And I can say that in front of, you know, a very selective amount of people that I know that would be like, yeah, of course you will be, you know, and say that they are actually earning that much. Yet you can speak like that, you know, with another group of people and they'll be like, okay, calm down, you know, $100,000 a month, calm down from what, a coaching business. And it's like, hold on, it doesn't really matter what business you have. If you set the goal and you have the drive, the discipline and the passion, you don't need to worry about the how. You know, that's something that Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about all the time. Don't worry about the how. And I never could understand that. And trying to explain that to my husband back in the days, it was like, don't worry about how we're going to get it, babe. We just got to do it. You know, we just got to do it. But it's true. Because what happens is when you have that drive and that discipline, the how comes because you find a way. Something happens to you. You know, something happens to you, your physiology. Something happens in your brain that you find a way. You try anything. And everything, you become open, things start aligning with you, that it happens. So as long as you've got the discipline, the drive and the passion, I really believe that you can set the highest goal. And so many of us, like I ask my clients to write a 6 months letter, you know, from where they are now, like date it now, and date it, sorry, like 6 months from now. And generally what happens is, and I know, and that was me in the beginning as well, is that they sort of play it really small. You know, I asked one guy to do it and he was like, I just want to be able to have, you know, work only a few days a week and go have breakfast at a cafe. And like for me, that's like simply very basic. But for him, because what he does is he's working like 24 hours a day. So that's like a big deal. And I'm like, set your goals higher, man. Like set them higher. For me, my goal, and I'm going to put it out here right now, is to be working overseas, is to be working from multiple countries, you know, because I can. I've created a business that I can do that online and that I'll be working from Positano and I'll be, you know, and not working, you know, not necessarily working the whole time, but like having that flexibility, you know, to be able to work wherever I want, you know, from wherever I want and being able to give, you know, so that my mom doesn't work and just giving her enough money and my in-laws and just helping so many other people, you know, giving away free programs because I can, because the money isn't the driver for me in my actual business. It's because I'm creating so much abundance that now I have so much so that now I can give back, right? So I have to think bigger. I have to think much bigger than myself. So I think $200,000 a month. And some people will be like, what? $200,000 a month? Like, what the fuck are you going to do with that? Are you serious? When you think outside of yourself And you're not just thinking about yourself. Like, obviously my family and myself comes first, but then I've got my extended family. And then there are people that are in need. Then there are things that I could set up. You know, for me, a really big one is helping, you know, communities. I don't know if you've heard of Adam Wingdale, but Adam is someone that I follow and have helped quite a bit. But he sets up all these hostels and places for women that have been sexually abused and kids that have been sexually abused. So that for me is a real big one. So I would donate and try to help them as much as possible. You know, and my list goes on. And obviously lifestyle for me is big too. So I have filled up that $200,000 a month. Like that's not a problem for me as to where it would go, and how I'm going to get it is basically doing what I'm doing and my husband doing what he's doing and just continuing seeing that vision, and the how will come. You know, it's not just having a vision board. Vision boards are great. Don't get me wrong. They are great. But it's having the belief in yourself, because if you don't believe that you're worthy of receiving so much abundance, it's not just the money, but abundance, so money, love, joy. If you don't believe it, then you're not going to get it, because it doesn't align with your goal. So you've got to believe it. That's the power of manifestation. It's not just saying, writing it in your journal, I'm going to have money, I'm going to have this. Yes, it's putting it into physical form, right? When you write it down, 100%. However, it's a belief that you need to have. And how many people got businesses, and what happens is they start looking outside of them, and they start looking at this person and this person, and this person's doing so well, and this person's earning this much, and this person's got all these events, and I don't have that. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, I did get trapped in that, like the followers, and if I get more followers, more people will follow me and I'll have more clients, which isn't true. Because right now I'm at the capacity where I probably couldn't take many more on. So I think to myself, how the fuck would I, what would I do with 100,000 followers? Like, I wouldn't even be able to message them back. You know, I'm like really nurturing the community that I've created, and I love that. And I'm at peace with that, because I don't want to hustle anymore. I want to actually feel peace. I want to be relaxed. I want to enjoy the moment, not just getting to the destination. And that was a really big one for me. I was too busy waiting to get to where I wanted to get to. And then it's like, if I died tomorrow, I didn't enjoy the process. I was just trying to get to where I needed to, but didn't really enjoy the moment. And so now I'm like, you know what? Don't worry about work. Let's go to the movies. Let's take the kids out. Let's go to the beach. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's enjoy it. You know, there's no point trying to teach everyone that, you know, this is what you got to do, but you're not practicing it, you know? So I really am a big believer in practicing what I preach. And rest time and downtime is really big for me, and spending time with my family. No point in hustling and putting my kids at my in-laws all the time, or, you know, getting babysitted for my kids so I can create all this abundance. In the meantime, my kids are growing up, you know, and our kids are our biggest teachers. And to be honest, I was actually going to do a podcast this morning on our kids being our biggest teachers, but this came up for me really, really strong, because it's happening right now for us, where I can see the abundance coming, but I need certain people to believe it as well, you know, with my clients. So yeah, so stay in your lane is really big. Stay in your lane. Don't worry about what everyone is doing. Have your blinkers on. I mute a lot of people's stories and posts, and not to be rude, but I'm on a mission right now. I'm on a mission to focus on me and only me. And, you know, a lot of people talk about I'm doing better than what I was last year. And that's exactly how I'm looking at it. I'm not looking about what anyone else is doing anymore. That's something that I always did, because I was always compared. My mum would always compare me to other friends and stuff like that. And now I don't actually give a fuck about what other people are doing. It's what I'm doing. And that's what I'm focusing on. It's what I'm doing. It's what my husband's doing. It's what our family's doing. And that's our goal. And we keep on top of that goal. And that goal may change. And to be honest with you, it's only in the last few months has that goal gotten bigger, because I have developed a deeper self-love for myself and definitely worked more with my teenage child, which I had neglected a little bit. And so working through that and knowing that it's not just you that is deserving of, you know, the bigger and greater things. It's that little child inside you. You know, if I said to you, do you want the best for your son or your daughter? And parents go, yes, of course I do. Of course I'd do anything for them to have the best life. And then it's like, okay, cool. What about you? No, no, my kids come first. But hold on. No, you come first. To me, that's become a no-brainer. You come first, not your children. It's like when we tell them, put the oxygen mask on in the plane, it's like they tell you to put it on before you put it on your child. How true is that though? Like, true or not? So you got to think about that and go, oh yeah, right. Wow. Okay. So I come first. So then if I come first, but I don't feel like I'm worthy of it, then you ask yourself, that little girl or that little boy inside, that 8-year-old you, do you think that they deserve the best life, the most abundant life? And you'll be like, yeah. And then that's the work. It's you. But it's like, it's you versus you. It's like you are that little child. So put yourself first. Know that you are worthy. And if you still feel like you're not, even just through that little, you know, exercise of, you know, talking to that little child, then there's a lot of work that you've got to do. And that's fine. Like, you know, get the resources. That's something that I teach in my Level Up program. You know, you come out of that program going, fuck, I never thought of myself that way, because it's about creating a relationship with yourself, and it's about creating a beautiful, sustaining, long relationship with yourself, because, babe, the longest relationship you're going to have is with you. So you want to make it a good one. You want to make it a loving one, not one where you're sitting there and bagging yourself and telling yourself you can't do it. What are you doing? You're going to be a failure. No, you got to hype yourself up. I hype myself up so much that my kids started to do the same thing because they've seen it. I've modeled it. I've modeled self-love. I've modeled setting a goal and going for it and having that discipline. And so my kids do too. My kids weren't born that way. You know, it's something that's got to be taught. It's their environment. They can see that we're doing it as a couple. They can see that we're doing it with ourselves. And so they've just now, you know, they've inhabited that. They've gone, yeah, wow, this is what we've got to do. This is what they've seen. This is the norm for them. So I hope this episode helped you. Go for your dreams. Set them high. You deserve it.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in this content, please subscribe to my podcast and head over to Instagram @elated_you to see what I'm getting up to. Bye.